The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. God is the fosterer and protector of those tossed away in bitter ignorance. October 20, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for his wife, and for all those who have ears to hear. Timothy asked this question of the Lord, for his wife. Lord, should my wife write a letter about abortion to her friends and family? The Lord answered, write these words, Timothy, to your wife. Beloved, your aims are both admirable and righteous, and in this you do honor me. For these things weigh heavily upon my heart also. Behold, the cup of the wrath of my fury has come to the full, on account of that which I see. Thus to these nations and peoples, who murder my precious created ones, my very gifts to men and women, I say this. You also will I abort. Behold, I shall tear you in pieces, and cut your lives short. For as it is written, it would be better for you if a millstone were hung around your neck, and you were drowned in the depths of the sea, than to suffer my wrath over these little ones. Therefore, I call all those whose guilt rises to heaven to repent with all their heart, to repent in sackcloth and ashes. So then shine forth, O child of Zion. Stand firm. Defend the helpless. Speak on the behalf of those who have no speech. Uphold the cause of those who are yet unseen. For it is I who formed them. It is I who caused them to be. For I tell you the truth. These little ones know the kingdom of heaven already, and will return with the king at the time appointed. For the kingdom of God belongs to all such as these, says the Lord. Blessed be the name of the one who is, and was, and is forevermore, the fosterer and protector of those tossed away in bitter ignorance. Timothy asked this question of the Lord, for his wife. Lord, what should my wife include in the letter? The Lord answered, Beloved, do all you have conceived in your heart to do, and make the commandment known, saying, You shall not kill. Include also the words of the Son of Man, concerning the little ones, and how I made them pure and blameless, gifts from God. For I tell you the truth. The day is coming quickly, whether they believe or believe not, when all must stand in judgment and give an account. For life is before its very conception, says the Lord.